expertise, Shalom, page 157.
Yeah. Finally, we're back. כדי להתחבר עם השם, in order to connect to Hashem, להתחבר עם מה שקדוש, to connect with what is holy, להתחבר עם האמת, connect to the truth, עם האמונה, עם הענווה, with האמונה, with humility, צריך להיות בשמחה. One has to be בשמחה. He must be בשמחה. היוצא למעשה, what comes out practically, שבכדי שהאדם יוכל להשתנות, in order for a person to be able to change, הוא חייב להיות בשמחה, he must be בשמחה. כי עיקר השינוי והחיבור תלויים בתפילה. Because the main change in a person, in the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depend on tefillah. וכדי שהוא יוכל להתפלל, הוא חייב להיות בשמחה, in order for a person to be able to pray, he must be בשמחה. Because if he's not בשמחה, he's disconnecting himself from Hashem. אם כן, בשביל לקיים את העיצה העיקרית לזכות על הידה לתיקון הברית. So comes out, so in order to fulfill the main עיצה, the main advice, that through it will merit the תיקון הברית, חייבים להיות בשמחה. It must be בשמחה. העיצה היא לעבוד בתפילה. The עיצה is to pray a lot. Pray a lot. בשביל להתפלל כראוי צריכים שמחה. And in order to pray a lot, you have to be בשמחה. ולכן, אם אין לאדם שמחה, הוא צריך קודם כל לעבוד על שמחה. So before we start even this book, we're here, we're starting, we feel like Rabbi already, we're talking about, it's before talking about the work itself. Till now, first, second, and third chapter, we spoke about why it's important to have Shmirat HaBrit, and what's the negative sides of it, and the positive sides of having dusha, and all that. In the fourth paragraph, he's telling us that you have to be besimcha. And without simcha, the book is not yours yet. It's not for you to read it, b'chal. Put it back in the closet. And when you be besimcha, you come back and learn the book. What? But first, you have to know what you want.
The time I reached that page, I was so depressed, it was terrible.
Vazal Hashem. Yeah, everyone will be simcha. We explain lengthily and deeply, and we'll continue explaining why is a person in simcha and what is simcha. Yeah, it was a guy. There was this rabbi on the radio, not Breslin, on Friday, and he spoke about what is real simcha and everything. And it was true what he said, but it's much deeper than what he said. It's true he spoke about that. People think that simcha is from the material. I'll have the nice car. I'll be happy. I'll have a nice house. I'll be married. I'll be happy. I'll have children. I'll be happy. Because once it depends on the material things. Once you receive this material thing, you're not a simcha anymore. So, you finished. And the parallel is, if a person, Alexander Mogdon once wanted to see the world from above. What did he do? He climbed on an eagle, and he had a long stick, with a piece of meat at the edge, and he put it right above the head of the eagle. And the eagle tried to reach it, so he went higher and higher and higher, and he was able to see the world. And when he wanted to go back down to the earth, so he just put it right under him. So he was going lower, and he's going always towards the meat, and never reaching it. But what happened? What will happen once he gives him the meat? He's dead. Come on, we'll throw him off. Okay? Yeah, doesn't need him anymore. So same thing with if it has to do with materialism, once a person reaches it, so he's not happy anymore. Because he reached it. Yeah? But by Kedusha and by Torah is not the same. A person's always striving higher and higher. Wherever your level is the peak, and there's always a higher peak. Okay? That's the peak. But there's always higher than that. So be happy with who you are and fight forward. Okay? Be happy with your place and we fight forward. Without simcha, a person, he can't even start to begin the work. And therefore, Rav Arush always tells Bachorim tell me, I went to the Rav and he said, I have to daven just about simcha. I said, of course, daven just for simcha. Chag HaSimcha. First, Simcha. That in every situation, Simcha. So what do? You go to the field. You say, I'm sad for this. Why am I sad? Because I think that I'm doing something. Ah, it's Hashem. Hashem doing yes, doing no, putting this. You bring yourself back to Emuna, bring yourself back to Simcha, and then he goes to read that book. Very good, yeah. And be very Simcha also. And then you can start working this work. Yotze mikan hadgama nifla'a lekol mitzvot haSimcha. Comes out of here a wonderful definition of the mitzvah of being b'Simcha. HaSimcha hi chibur im Hashem. Simcha equals connecting to Hashem. Not Simcha. Sadness is disconnecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaSimcha hi lo od inyan od davar tov. Simcha is not another matter or a good thing. HaSimcha hi etzem hachibur im Hashem. Simcha, this is the actual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hi ha'atchala shel kol ha'kdusha. It's the beginning of all the kedusha. Ve'atzvut sadness is the opposite of anything that has to do with Avodas Hashem. Im ata sameach, so omer shatam mechubar im Hashem. If you're happy, that means that you are connected to Hashem. Im ata atzuv, so omer shatam menutak mehashem. And if you're sad, that means that you're disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lasot mitzvah bli simcha, ze tal de satre. Do a mitzvah without happiness, that joy. It's a contradiction. How do you call it in English? Oxymoron, they say?
Oxymoron.
Yeah. Ki mitzvah ze milshon tzavta v'chibur mashem. What does the word mitzvah mean?
Connect.
Means to be joined together. Tzavta, tzevet, is a team. Team that's working together. You and Hashem becoming one team. Right? V'atzvut inituk mashem. And sadness is exactly the opposite. To pray with sadness, in sadness, when a person is sadness, the whole prayer is connected to Hashem. Therefore, a person which is in sadness, which is the biggest disconnection from Hashem, it's impossible that he'll be able to pray. The koshi can lasot tshuva, which is vaday lo shayach b'simcha, and of course he won't be able to do tshuva, which of course he can't do without simcha. Ki kol ha-tshuva perusha shat Hashem. Hashem, what does tshuva mean? Returning to Hashem. How do you return to Hashem? B'simcha. Ilu kasher adam lo b'simcha, b'diuk kibun afuch. When someone's unhappy, he's exactly in the wrong direction, exactly in the opposite direction. V'chen ha-pshat shel ha-mila brit, ze kesher v'chibur. What does brit mean? Brit, covenant, means a connection. Okay? Of course, it's possible only when a person is b'simcha. Therefore, we'll repeat and emphasize that again. If you want any connection with serving Hashem and tikkun habrit, you have to be strongly in this avodah of simcha. If a person is b'atzvut chas v'shalom, if a person is in sadness, he has to leave everything. Don't daven shmirat ha'inayim, nothing. Don't daven b'chlal about these things. Et kol ha'avodot, whatever he's working on, leave him right away. Ve'la'avod rak al ha'simcha, to work only about simcha. Ve'lachzor al kol ha'etzot shel ha'simcha, and to review all the advice of simcha. Ve'lirot b'chol ha'kofot l'sameach et atzmo al yedei she'yashir v'yirkod o'sei saper b'dichot. And to see with all his power how to make himself happy. You know, he could sing, he could dance, he could tell, he say jokes, he could tickle himself if it makes him laugh. Whatever it is, to get to a mindset of happiness. Don't do tshuva at all. No one will judge you, and Hashem won't judge you for that. The person is not a zibra, he can't do tshuva. And ze lo nikra shu mevater or ozev ta avoda shelo. It doesn't mean that he gave up and he left it avoda. Right now, suppose he starts diving on tikkun habrit. And then after a month, the Yetzirah comes to him and says, look at you, you're no'ef, you look at women, and that's all that's in your head all day, and this, and then the person becomes depressed. So at that moment, he finished davening tikkun habrit for the moment, he puts the avodah aside, and he starts saying Hashem, things from Hashem, thank you Hashem for whatever situation, man. Doesn't make a difference to me, and starts working on his simcha. As long as I'm serving you, I'm talking to you, what's better than this? Is anything better? Can I do anything else to make you close to you? No, davening to you, I'm davening. And he strengthened himself with simcha. And only once he's again, it could take him a week, it could take him a month. Only once again he's with simcha, continue davening. About tikkun abrit. And not the davening tikkun abrit when he becomes sad. Ah, you're becoming sad, so lo b'chala avodat Hashem. Okay. Doesn't mean that he's leaving his ratzon for serving Hashem. Ki be'emet, zeh shu obed lizkot simcha. And the fact that he's working on simcha, umasig davar shaladoi yizkeh tikkun abrit. He will reach something, he will achieve happiness, which through it he can merit tikkun abrit. Kmo shelamanu b'divar Rabbeinu, like we learned by Rabbeinu himself said, shemishu b'simcha, someone who's b'simcha, Hashem yitbarach ba'atzmo shomer lo t'abrit. Hashem yitbarach himself guards his brit. V'gam harei b'en kol v'kol, lo yachol la'avod shum avodah. Right? In any case, a person when he's sad, he can't work of anything. לכן כל העבודה שלו כעת היא לחזור ולהיות בשמחה. Therefore his whole work when he sees that he's sad is to go back and to work on happiness. כדי שיהיה בכלל עם מי לדבר, so he has to talk with בכלל, he's not. לכן, למרות שחשוב מאוד לעשות בכל יום את החצי שעה התבודדות על תיקון הברית והשמירת העיניים. Therefore, despite the fact that it's very important to do every day the half an hour התבודדות על תיקון הברית and guarding the eyes, וזו כל מטרת הספר הזה, and that's the whole purpose of this book, כי התיקון הברית זה יסוד הכל, because תיקון הברית is the foundation of everything, וכמובן, על ידי זה שמתקן את הברית זוכה לשמחה, and of course, through fixing the ברית, יגמר את שמחה. אך כל זה, כל זמן שהאדם הזה הוא לא בעצפות, that's all true, as long as the person is not sad. אפילו אם אין לו שמחה ושלמות, even if he's not in complete joy, as long as he's not depressed and sad and beating himself up. אדם כזה צריך לעשות את החצי שעה התיקון הברית. כן? Then a person should do half an hour to go and read כאמור. אך אם האדם נופל לעצבות, but once a person falls into sadness, הוא חייב לעזוב את הכל, he must leave everything, ולעבוד על השמחה, and to work only on happiness. אדם לא שמח, הוא אדם מת, מבחינה רוחנית. A person which is not happy, is considered a dead person spiritually. He's dead. קודם שיתחיל לחיות. First of all, start breathing, start living, and then you can start working. כשיש לו אפילו מעט חיות, and once he gets a little bit, even he's okay, fine. If he's already calm already, he's there. Even up a little bit. Yeah, get out of the sadness mode. הוא חייב להתחיל לעסוק בתיקון הברית שהוא עיקר עבודה. Then he must go back right away to תיקון הברית. So he has to see, according to the way Hashem makes his moves, ups and downs, to see now what he has to dive in for. Yeah, Hashem wants him to merit happiness, he wants him to merit תיקון הברית, and all of it. And therefore Hashem makes us now like this, now like that. So we dive in a little bit here, and then we dive in. But always to remember that to go back to tikkun abrit, not to stay with the happiness. Why? With the prayers about the happiness. Why? The person who just was having the happiness, so he's leaving davening at tikkun abrit. Once he's in sadness, that means leave now tikkun abrit. Get out of your sadness, and then you can start working. Because davening at tikkun abrit when you're sad, okay, it's not like driving on neutral. It's like davening. It's like driving reverse. Driving reverse. גם חייב לראות את זה לשמחה, כי השמחה היא המנוע של כל עבודת השם. Because the happiness is the motor, the engine that moves the person in עבודת השם. היא הפנימיות והנשמה של הכל. This is the inside and the neshama of all the work of Hashem. Now I want to tell you a story. I read on Shabbos. You see the Emunah. Okay? I read on Shabbos, a beautiful story. There was a guy, he was 22 years old, and he got engaged, finally, Baruch Hashem. And he was going to get married, but he didn't have, his parents didn't have klum, no, didn't have a penny to their name. And also the kala side, very poor. Yeah. So they explained to the couple, listen, we're not buying you an apartment. And the wedding is going to be the cheapest wedding that we can make. And we can't even hire a band. We can have only a guy, a keyboard guy, like a bar mitzvah, you know. And And that's what we can do. Anyways, the chassan was feeling very down, and my wedding, I want a happy wedding. I didn't have all these books of Rav Arush, I assume.
True story?
What? True story? Yeah, true story. Yeah, from Nebra. True story, yeah. Anyway, so his brothers decided, it's before the wedding, let's take him on a tiyul. On a tiyul, we make him enjoy a little bit, on a trip. It's fine, so his older brother, he has like this old car. And he says, come, we'll go on a trip. Fine, they took him. And it started raining, and then the car broke down in the middle of the road. Everything went wrong. So they didn't know what to do, and anyways, he was feeling down, so he felt even worse now. So then they figured out that there's a sign that 4 kilometers down the road, there's a gas station. They can get the help. So fine. So they locked the car, and they tried to hitchhike, and they all get all wet. Three brothers. They get all wet. Finally, a car stops on the road and takes them to the gas station. It was an Arab. And they're buying some food and stuff and drinks, and then they realize they left their wallets in the car. So they tell the Arab, listen, we left the car. He says, yeah, I know, to eat you know very well, but to pay you don't know. He says, no, really, it's in the car. Our car is stuck down the road. So they said, leave one brother here, and then two guys go, you go, and bring the car. Fine. So he's staying there. The chassan, he left there, and the two brothers turned to walk, hitchhike towards the car. They're trying to call his brothers. He has the Arab phone. He calls one phone, it's off. Another phone is off. He starts crying. He's an adult, but he feels so... all this pressure from the wedding and everything, he just burst out crying. And suddenly he walks in. This guy, in his 50s, he looks very rich, with his daughter, 20-year-old daughter, not dati at all, not religious people. And they he asked the Arab, what's going on? Why is this guy crying? He said, they owe me money, and his brothers went, he lost his brothers, I don't know, it's the whole story. He says, how much does he owe? 50 shekels. 50 shekels. Take 50 shekels. Fine. Come with me, tells the boy. And they drive down. So he tells the brother, you have to do with the car accident down the road? Said, what car accident? He got a worried car accident. Now his brothers are going to... And he comes and he sees his brothers, and they're standing on the side of the road, but there's no car. So he gets up, and what happened? He says, you don't understand. He was pushing the car, and I was in the car. I didn't realize, and there was a cliff, and I jumped out in the last moment, and the car went down the cliff. they hug each other, and they're all crying with joy. Baruch Hashem, what a miracle. You almost lost a brother. So the guy, now we're supposed to know. This rich guy, very, very fancy car. A very expensive car. He says, where you guys have to go? So we live in Nebrak. Go to them in Tel Aviv, I'll take you home. So they drive on the way, and they're talking to him, and he says, what are you guys doing here? He says, listen, we have a wedding, and we don't have a lot of money for the wedding. He says, Khan Kanievsky, this Chiloni guy, says, Chiloni? Khan Kanievsky? He says, of course, every kid, religious kid knows Khan Kanievsky. He says, can you get, can I have an appointment with him? So one of the brothers there was a big machel. He knew how to get the connection. He says, yeah, of course, we'll get you a personal make phone call. Come now to Chaim Kanievsky. Fine. So they went, and the brothers went with him also. And he said, listen, he told her, his brother, his daughter, his 20-year-old daughter is very ill. She has a disease or something. I asked people, I went to doctors, and everyone told me, all the people told me, go to Chaim Kanievsky, he'll help you, go to Chaim Kanievsky. So I go to Chaim Kanievsky, and I met you guys, Chaim Kanievsky, take me to Chaim Kanievsky. So they took me to Chaim Kanievsky. And Chaim told him two things. Your daughter is going to be healthy, help a yeshiva bach. That's what he told him. So fine. So he said, help a yeshiva bach. So So he tells the guys, you know, it's not a coincidence that I met you and you took me this. I must be able to help you for the wedding. He takes out a check. And he writes 100,000 shekels. He says, here, this is for the wedding. It's a true story. He says, and if my daughter will be healthy, I'm buying an apartment in Nebach. That's what he told him. It's very expensive. Nebach is not your shrine, but it's very expensive. So, fine. So he says, half the 50,000 used for the wedding and 50,000 used for rent for the first year. Or for the first, whatever. For the beginning. So fine. And then he needs to do a kesher with them, and he comes every once in a while with his daughter, with his wife, to the... It's his only daughter, doesn't have any other children. To the Avich's house. And they have they had four children. And then his daughter, she's cured, 100%. Mm-hmm. And he comes and he tells them she's cured. Come, let's go now. He says, where are we going? He said, we're going to a travel agent. Real estate agent. Tivuch.
Tivan,
yeah, we have to buy you an apartment. So he goes and he buys him a 4-room apartment, 3-bedroom in Nebraska, very expensive. And he says, he concludes the story, and he said, the apartment I got for free, like everything in life, we always get things for free. But some people think they have to work to get the thing for free. Some people, they get it for free. It's connected to what Rabbeinu says, that this whole world, you work for free and you eat for free. Rabbeinu said the mashal, the guy, he comes to a city, very poor, very hungry, he didn't eat for 3 days, walking on the way. And he comes to the city and he asks the people, where could I eat? He said, at the end of the road, on the right side, is a big fancy house. And he gives food for free. He goes there, but he's confused. Instead of going to the right house, he went to the left house, also a big, nice, fancy house. But a very kamtzan, a person who's very cheap, a big miser, yeah. So the guy comes in, he says, I heard you, I get a food. So the guy decides to make fun of him, the rich guy. He says, yes, of course, just you work here a little bit, and then at the end of the day, you get nice food and everything. Yeah, that's okay. He works all day, and he hardly has any koach, and this and that. And then, the rich guy, at the end of the day, he says, no, where's my meal? He says, across the street, we give the meal. And he goes to another place. So he's eating and everything, and then he's sighing. He says, oh. So the guy says, what are you sighing? What's the problem? We have a 4-5 course meal here during the week. What are you sighing about? He said, I worked so hard for this. He said, worked so hard? He said, yeah, what do you mean? I worked so close. You didn't do that? He said, no, I came here right away. They gave me food. So he said, you work for free and you eat for free. This whole world is like that. We work for free and we eat for free. We're working like dogs. That's why if you're already working, do it in Kedusha. If you already have to go out for Parnassah, most of us, we need to, and that's the way of the world. At least it should be in something you Kedusha, at least you get something productive out of it. If you're in learning, or in teaching, or in Hafatzah, whatever a person can do, find the chesed that's in the thing to do your Parnassah. We have a few minutes.
How long ago was this story you said about Christian?